Blog Talk Radio.
The True Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Live Yahuwah's Radio, top part of the Sabbath day. Worldwide international radio broadcast, top part of the Sabbath day, is now on the air. This is top part of the Sabbath day. This is the day that Almighty made for me and you. Call the top part of the Sabbath day when the sun go down on Friday. To the sun go down on Saturday. I'll do class and start soon to sunset. But we come on the radio on Friday at 7:30. All the rest of the days at 6 o'clock. But Tuesdays. So, Yahuwah be with y'all. Top part of the Sabbath day. This is the day that the Almighty have made for me and you. All right. Top part of the Sabbath day. Remember, we got 6 locations. Call for details, and wherever you located at, within 70 miles, we can hook you up with one of the camps, the Voices of the True Israelite. And we live at Temple 1. And Yahuwah be with you all. And this is the day the Almighty has made. Get your books out. Spread the table. Top part of Saturday. All classes start on the network at 7:30. We live on Pal Talk, Blog Talk, and Facebook.
Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All All right, we live at Camp One. Live broadcast, Top Pod of Saturday, and we're going to we wait on our IL to come on to give all the rundown. So until that time comes, we're just going to go in Camp One, and we'll get something going on. Top Pod of Saturday, the day that Almighty I made. So, Brother Makai, Young Lion, all I can say one thing to you. Yahweh bid you there, Young Lion, Brother Makai.
Yahweh bless you there, dear Israel. Oh, C. Roy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And our captain is ready to go. And the captain is at the gate of the doors watching everything come in and out. So one thing about it, we're all in place to take care of Yahweh's business. So we open up and get the Bibles. One thing about it, you got to do this thing for the Almighty Creator. So we open up in Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Young Lion, Brother Makai, let's see what that say. One up and coming teachers out of Camp One. Let's see what Luke chapter 12, verse 12 says.
The book of Luke chapter 12, verse 12. For the righteous spirit will teach you in the same hour what you are to say.
And I believe that. The righteous spirit got to teach you. But it's an article I want to read because I had a lot of calls about the Vatican City. I had a lot of calls came in because the Vatican City out of New York, headed by Kennedy Dolan, a lot of calls was called in because they said, yeah, well, one thing about it, see, you're teaching all right, but what about this name? So I said, well, I'll tell you what I do. I bring out recorded documents, facts based upon the name that, but right now, our elder came in, and I could stall for some time. So our elder finally made it to the broadcast. He tell you all about the broadcast. So we're going to, when you meet the elder with a loud voice, you say, Elder Mr. Tears, Yahweh beat you there, Steve Ray.
And Yahweh bless you, Steve Israel, Steve Royal. How are you? Yahweh.
Hello, Yahweh, elder. I was just getting ready to stretch out, but one thing about it, I love to stay in order, so... whatever you got to tell this national audience, over 700,000 strong on the international side, and they're loading up on the left side as we speak. So whatever you got to say, take your time. And Top Pod is Saturday, all six locations open. And remember one thing, within 70 miles where you're located, call the number 224-600-5579, and we can see can we hook you up on making one of six anointed camps Sabbath day, because the Sabbath day is something about the Sabbath day we'll talk about in a minute after our elder let you know who bring this broadcast. Take your time, elder, you on the clock, come on.
Once again, Yahweh Bush, see you Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. It's always a great pleasure among a cast of hundreds of thousands of listeners that came to hear the words of Yahweh. And that's always a good thing. Folks, I was rehearsing a righteous act earlier today. I was looking for some help because I try not to let the parables of understanding escape me, as it tells you in the book of Sirach, chapter 11, verse number 36. It says, as thou seest a man of understanding, get ye behind unto him, let the foot wear the steps of his boat. But when you get the correct teachings of Yahweh, you're able to stand up and hold your own. But don't forget what it tells us in Matthew chapter 18, verse 20. When there are two or more gathered together in his name, he's in the midst of them. I could have used a little bit of help today, because it made me think about Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verses 9, and verse number 10, you know, which is a very, very interesting subject, if you really think about it. Because in verse 9, it says, two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their labor. 10, for if they fall, one would be able to lift up his fellow. But woe unto him that is alone that falleth. He has not another to help him up. Well, that reminded me when I was talking to those Latter-day Saints earlier today, but I was able to stand up again. This time, instead of two, there were three, shooting the questions back and forth. Well, that statement I often make, that a teacher can't learn from his student because he's given wives counsel. Well, I gave wives counsel for a little bit over an hour and a half. And I think that they're willing to take some lessons from the voices of the true Israelites. This is why we're here, to help guide you through these dark times of bad teaching and misguided Christianity direction. We welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast of Yahuwah's Ministry. We come to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahuwah's connecting the Bible books. These things are very important because once you learn the word of Yahuwah and how to connect these books, you will be able to stand your own. We even speak about your health and foods you should eat and keep in the Sabbath days. And today is the top part of the Sabbath. Now, we do all this because you have knowledge. It's the information you came to seek, and you have to look no further. You've now found it in the voices of the true Israelites. Tribe of Yadav. We're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9. In the days, Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Having no class on Tuesday, now we do have a Sabbath class, and the top part of Sabbath we are in now. That's Friday from 7:30 to 10:30. And the bottom part is Saturday. Temple class starts at 12 p.m., and we have an online class that starts at 2 to 5 until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website to get there on any search line, type tribeyadav.com. And after clicking, this time the big line, you'll see the choices. Want to be tithes and offer? Click PayPal and follow the instructions. Any other device, you possibly may see menu. But still, after clicking that, you'll see tithes and offerings. Choose PayPal. In doing so, remember what it tells us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah and to the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8. Give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Now, I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful people. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give according to the scriptures you read in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and once again, read the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahuwah, alive. Also, for building the school, which I can begin to see, even some of the big churches will respect our school after today. Building a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Also, while there, don't forget to check the calendar. We'll help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the Bible feast days that come to us throughout the year. We also have a live program. Features available during our live broadcast time. To get there, in a few words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, the Tribe of Yadav. And click that red live button as soon as it appears. It'll put you right into our live online broadcast. We also have two email addresses that the listening members can use. The first is tribeyadav@gmail.com. The other is yadavisrael@gmail.com. These are for writing your written opinion and questions on a biblical subject answered or related topic. We even have a few numbers you can call with Yahuwah in mind. The first is our live conference phone number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This would be our international number, where you can call and leave a message on those scriptures that you may have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the 69 accounts of Yahuwah's ministry. But in saying that, do not call this number trying to teach. As I said before, you were here to discourage you quick. I will write it down. Also, by calling this number, you can order what our members know as the 12 program via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Just make sure we have the correct name and the correct address, and you will receive it. On another note, we might ask, please do not contact the seer before broadcast or afterwards by email, phone, or text. Because you can imagine he's usually pretty busy with the WCC. The New York station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, and answer many memos. And even now, in addition to that, for Latter-day Saints. So please use the international line 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back. Unless you call trying to teach. As I said, you will only hear a discouraging click followed by a dial tone. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of today's program, you can always catch the entire show at 10:30 p.m. or a few minutes after. You'll be able to catch our show today. Also, after our program, or during our program, we're also transmitting our information on Pal Talk. On Pal Talk, we'll be listed under ethnic group, African American. Once again, look for the voices of the true Israelites. You'll find our room can hold 50 or more participants while this program is running. On there to answer any of the online questions that we were discussing during our broadcast would be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel riding a shotgun. During this time, we'll be taking no comments off topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. And our broad talk ends before teaching time. Teaching will continue on Peloton. And as a reminder, when we're giving scriptures to speak by the seer, be quick to hear, slow to speak, so the words of Yahweh flow smooth. Remembering that we have hundreds of thousands of listeners that came to hear the righteous words of Yahweh. And so we may start to listen to these words. We'll pass our program over to our seer Israel. Say, Hallelujah, Yahweh.
All right, hallelujah, Friday. Excellent again. So we live at Camp 1, and we got the memos in 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. Everybody ready to go. Remember, call for details within 70 miles. Remember one thing, Saturday is very important for me and you because it is a something. I heard the young lion was kind of talking to old Cubs about, so we might want to touch on a little bit of that for a minute because it's very important. Understand the foundation. So I don't know, did I hear me some Luke chapter 12 verse 12? I didn't hear it. Maybe young line get to me again and to make sure we on point. Luke chapter 12 verse 12, top part of the Sabbath day of those classic stars when the sun set, but we call the network at 7:30 on Friday. On the network at 7:30 on Friday. And I got this memo from the Roman Catholic Church. So I have to put up some historical documents, facts, is about why do we use the name YHWH and why don't the Catholic Church use, why don't we use it? We use the Mother Church and we don't use the name, we use the name Jesus. Okay, I said, well, real nice. We'll tell you why you use the name Jesus and we're going to bring up and show you exactly what is, remember, the mystery of it. So it's historical documents back there, young line. Can you read what's on the left-hand side on the historical documents facts pertaining to what we get ready to get on? And we live, but I want to bring this out because we got a lot of New York the Catholic churches listening in grand style. So I say I would explain it on the network, not on the telephone. So I would explain it exactly the reason why. Not that you don't know the name. We're going to show you that you do know the name. Mm-hmm. It's just we got to bring out your history. We got to read you your rights. So now, what do you say on the left-hand side there that we can read?
All right.
Here you go there, Cap.
Read the historical document facts about the Vatican seeking to eliminate use of the divine name.
See, this is historical documents fact, Doug. the Roman Catholic Church, they seek to eliminate the divine name. And they got it already. And now let's go down a little further with the fragments. What it say?
Okay. Continue to read under it. It says, a fragment of the Septuagint, dating from the first century, the divine name, represented by the four Hebrew letters, Semitic letters, commonly translated YHWH, is certain.
Oh, so the Catholic Church know about this name. And what's up on the next part?
All right, it says, this is my name for all time.
So the Bible says he had a name for all time. Now when was this? Now go down a little further. Got some more writing down below. What it says?
It's Exodus 3:15.
No. Rip it low. Exodus 3:15.
It says 30. The Watchtower, April 1st, 2009.
Oh, so something happened around that time, and let's see if we can find out what happened from the top. Let's get a couple of them. Let the captain grab a little piece of this in a minute. When we get down to in support, the captain, you pick up where it says in support. Come on there, young line.
All right,
from the top.
Pick it up from the top of the first paragraph. It says the captain hierarchy is seeking to eliminate the use of the divine name in their church service. Last year, the Vatican Congregation for Divine Worship and the Discipline of the Sacrament sent instructions on this matter to Catholic bishops' conferences worldwide. The step was taken by the directive of the Pope.
Oh, wait a minute. So the Pope, he the one put it to the table. Now, the Pope put it to his table, but now by him being the leader, he went and looked for his bishops. He said, now look at every bishop that's up under me. I'm the Pope.
Right.
I got something to tell you bishops. Let's see what he said to these bishops.
All right. This document dated June 29th, 2008.
So this document is dated June 29th, 2008. What happened? This document dated June 29, 2008. What happened?
Decrees the fact that despite instructions to the contrary.
So now decree made an order. So the Pope gave an order to those in his ministry that was the bishop, the head of all the churches. And the bishop was to get in contact with all the preachers all over the world. Keep on reading.
In recent years, the practice has crept in of pronouncing the Yahweh of Israel or the G-O-D, God of Israel's proper name.
Wait a minute, say it again.
In recent years, the practice has crept in of pronouncing the G-O-D, God of Israel's proper name, known as the Holy or Divine Tetragrammaton, written with four consonants of the Hebrew Semitic alphabet in the form of YHWH.
Oh, so the Pope knew about this name, and he contacted all of his bishops to say, look here, I'm the Pope now, is that right? Yes. Well, we got to bring in his name called Lord God and Jesus, and we got to eliminate this four letters called YHWH. So I'm putting a decree to get busy on removing this name from our ministry and from those that follow us.
Mm-hmm.
So the YHWH, they're getting ready to start working on it. The document says what?
Document notes.
What?
That the divine name was variously being rendered.
Stop it there. So what we got to do, we got to slowly render this name four letters.
Uh-huh.
We got to do something we got to do something that the Bible say to be contrary. We got to do something that we can read and do it around this 4:1. Hey, Marie, what we got to do? Deuteronomy 4, verse 1. We got to do something to deal with this divine name. So what can we read? But it was a warning told thousands of years to a people we get ready to read about messing with this divine name or doing anything contrary. And Deuteronomy 4, 1 and 2. What was said? Hey, Mother Eve, lie to temple 1. What was said that we can read and 4, verse 1 and 2? So it was some teaching before we got to who, Mother?
Israel.
The children of Israel. Some teaching was, so Moses' job was to do some teaching. That's what we need, some teaching. That's how we'll get up out of what we hear now in the mind. Behind some teaching. Go ahead.
But to do this, that you may live and go in and possess the land.
Yes.
Which Yahweh of your father gives you.
Verse
2. Ye shall not add unto the word.
He said, now don't add to the word now. He said, look here. Don't add to the word now. Once I tell you what's going on, children of Israel, by Moses to Aaron, and by all the ones that have the anointing oil on you, don't add to the word. Go ahead.
Which I command you, neither shall you diminish.
And don't diminish it. Otherwise, don't take it. Don't take it and cut it short. Don't do no diminishing. Go ahead.
All from it, that you may keep the commandments of Yahweh, your Yahweh, which I command.
So it was told to the children of Israel. To not to add nothing or take away, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now we read the document noted that the divine name was what, young lady?
The document notes that the divine name was variously being rendered
what?
Yahweh.
Wait a minute. Yahweh? So what did they do to put a Yahweh? What did they do that we can, what did they do here? They added the A and the E.
Hallelujah.
And we just read, do not do that. So they added the four-letter name, YHWH, and they added the A and the E, and they pronounced the name what now?
Yahweh.
So he told all the big preachers, I tell you what, don't use the Yahweh name, period. But I tell you what you do. Use the what kind of name?
Yahweh.
So there you go. Yahweh. So now they might call it short Yah. You hear a lot of camps out of Yah, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they holler away, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So now we see who the one orchestrate this. So all we want you to do, just don't call on them four letters. Call on Yah or Yahweh. Now, what another name they added in to not use the divine name? What's the next name?
Yahweh.
Yahweh. How you spell Yahweh?
Y-A-H-W-E.
So you can call him Yahweh then. You can call him Yahweh. As long as you don't call him Yahweh, call him Yahweh. And what's another name they say?
Yahweh.
So now you head into this name called Jehovah. So now you can call him Yahweh. That's what the J. Remember, the J come from the I, and the I come from the Y. So now we working on. So they working on this thing. What's another word they got?
Okay. Yahweh.
Yahweh.
Uh-huh.
Or?
Yah.
Okay. And what's the next word they got?
Jehovah. I mean, Yehovah.
Yehovah. So now you got Yahovah. And then that Y became an I, then the I become a J, and then you got Jehovah. So now you become a Jehovah Witness. So there is right there. So you see all this was manipulated in the record. They said, one thing about it, we got to do something. We're going to manipulate them four letters. And as long as they add something to that name, we know one thing, we got more time. Long as they don't call on that direct name, we still got time. Because he said, what's the next verse? What's next?
And so forth. However, the Vatican directive seek to reestablish the traditional Catholic position.
Uh-huh. called the long, and what are you going to do to catch the grammaton?
It's to be replaced by Lord.
Oh, so that's the reason, because that's not even praise the Lord. So they brought in the Lord to remove the tetragrammaton, four letters, YHWH. So now when you hear what the Lord don't fix it, Lord, God, Jehovah, so now you see they working this word in, the Lord, the Lord. Mm-hmm. Instead of the four letters YHWH, we'll call it L-O-R-D. How does that sound? And what happened next?
Moreover. A Catholic religion.
Catholic religion.
Services, hymns, and prayers. G-O-D. Nay. Y-H-W-A. Is neither to be used or pronounced.
You hear what he said? So he said, with long you don't use YHWH, you can use in prayer, Lord, God, Jesus, Jehovah, any name, just don't use the divine name of YHWH. So the Catholic Church is the one that's behind it, pushing it. And remember, the Apostolic Church, all this is the Catholic Church. And if you're on the front of the Pope, you're going to follow the Pope rule. So now that's the reason why the divine name was not to be said among the Catholic Church. Remember, the Catholic Church is the head of the Christian Church. So that's the reason you don't know about the name, because it's forbid for your preacher to even look at the name YHWH if he what you call that religion, Christianity, Islam, or Judaism. All these, remember, they try to set up one world church now. So one thing all of them going to do is ignore the divine name of YHWH to be pronounced. Now, whatever makes their captain.
In support of this position, the Vatican's document appeals to the immoral tradition of Catholicism. The director claims that even in the Septuagint translation of the Semitic scriptures, dating to pre-Christian times, the divine name was regularly rendered Kyrios.
Oh, Kyrios. So Kyrios came in the Septuagint after they knew the true name. They brought the word called Kyrios in. Now, what's that supposed to mean, keep reading?
The Greek word for Lord.
Oh, that's the Greek word for Lord, The Lord. Go ahead.
Thus, the director insists Christians, too, from the beginning, never pronounces the divine
Wait a minute. But who's doing it? Who?
Christian.
Oh, so if you're a good Christian, you know this decree went out to the Christians. Look, if you are Christian, don't you use the divine name, Christian. Any name but the YHWH name, Christian. You know, my mama's a Christian. My dad's a Christian. We were a Christian born, and we're going to be Christian gone. So now, if you're a Christian, if for you, that's why you talk to a Christian today, and you bring that name up, and they get to, I ain't never heard of that name. Well, we know, we see now. It was decreed to your pastor. Don't bring it up. Go ahead.
This statement, however, ignores clear evidence to the contrary.
Oh, clear evidence of the contrary. Matter of fact, let's see what the clear evidence is, sister. Let's sat there like sardines with it. I said, we'll make sure we finally take care of this, but you won't twist up none of my words. They're going to hear it unfold itself, and with the document facts, the stark of document facts, exactly who did what. But it's clear evidence what, mother? We're going to Exodus 3, verse 6, and holler that microphone come out.
Exodus chapter 3, verse 6.
Just read a little bit.
Moreover, he said, I am Yahweh of your father, Yahweh of Abraham, Yahweh of Isaac, and Yahweh of Israel. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon Yahweh. Verse 7. And Yahweh said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people. Which are in Egypt.
The ones that's in Egypt, go ahead.
And have heard their cry.
I heard the ones that's in Egypt.
By reason of their taskmasters.
And so their taskmasters got them down. So the old wives, they beating it back. And Mother Z said, look at for the class, I want to see some young lions back too. Go ahead and read.
For I know their sorrow. Verse 8. And I am come down to deliver them out of the hands of the Egyptians.
And now the Almighty said he's coming down. He said, I'm coming down to deliver them from the hands of the Egyptians. Mm-hmm. Okay, he said he's coming down, right?
Yeah.
But wait a minute. He's coming down. Now, let's just give a precept out of that. Let's get a little precept out of that. Sister Ruth, he's gonna come down. But let's find out who coming down in St. John chapter 5, verse 36 and 37. So who coming down to do this, take care of this business? Sister Ruth, live at Camp 1, and we live in all six locations. So call for details, 224-600-5579. He said, I'm coming down. So who's it saying they're coming down that we can read in St. John chapter 5, 36, 37? The Ruth, what does it say?
St. John chapter 5, verse 36 and verse 37.
Yes.
Verse 36 reads, but I have greater wisdom than that of John for the work which the Father has given me to finish.
Uh-huh.
The same work that I do bear witness of me.
Uh-huh.
That the Father has sent me.
Yes.
Verse 37.
Yes.
And the Father himself which has sent me.
Yes.
Has bear witness of me.
He has bore witness of me, go ahead.
You have neither heard his voice at any time, nor seen his shape.
He said, you ain't heard the Father's voice at any time, or seen his shape. So who is getting ready to come down and take care of his business for the children of Israel? So who is this Yahweh is coming down? That's getting ready to take it down, take care of his business. See, I heard that groaning, but you ain't heard the Father at any time. Precept that to right here in that fifth chapter, back up to verse 46 and 47.
St. John 5, verse 46 and 47.
Yeah, what did it say?
Verse 46.
What?
For had you delivered Moses.
Now, if you believe.
For had you believed Moses.
If you believe Moses.
You have believed me.
Why?
He wrote it.
So Moses wrote about me.
Verse 37. But if you believe not,
so
writing,
uh-huh.
How shall you believe my words?
So the one that's coming down is Yahweh the Son. He said Moses wrote about him. Moses wrote the first five books. Moses is the writer of the first five books. So what you read in Exodus, Genesis, Exodus, that Yahweh the Son is On what verse is that, Papa, Mother?
I'm still in verse 8.
Verse 8.
Exodus chapter 3, verse 8. And I am come down to deliver them out of the hands of the Egyptians.
So I'm coming down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, right?
And to bring them up out of that land.
That land.
Unto a good land.
Unto a good land.
And a large, good land. And a large, unto the land flowing with milk and honey.
He said, I've got a land to take him to that flowing to. Yeah, milk and honey for the children of Israel. Go ahead.
Unto the place of the Canaanites.
Yeah, and the Canaanites, they are already over there.
Mm-hmm. And the Hittites.
Hittites is over there, same family.
And the Amorites.
Amorites is there.
And the Perizzites.
The Perizzites is there.
And the Havites.
Uh-huh.
And the Jebusites.
Jebusites, they there too.
Verse 9.
What?
Now, therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel is come unto me.
He said, the cry of the children of Israel came unto me. Go ahead.
And I have also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptian oppressed them.
So he always watching you, he just, you won't do right. He watching you not, but you just you won't do right. Go ahead.
Verse 10.
Right.
Come now, therefore, and I will send you unto Pharaoh.
Uh-huh.
That thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel.
Well, he tells Moses, Moses at this time 120 years old. He said, Moses, I'm going to send you to bring the children of Israel. I'm going to send you, Moses. Go ahead, he's 80 years old now. Go ahead.
Out of Egypt.
Uh-huh.
Verse 11. And Moses said unto Yahweh.
But then Moses, he thought about his age, 80 years old. And you know, Egypt is a superpower of that time. Let's see what he tried to say to him. What he say?
Who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh?
He said, who am I? I'm 80 years old. Who is I? I am to go to Pharaoh with all that power that man got. Go ahead.
And that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt.
You see, and I can bring forth the children of Israel. Remember, the children of Israel, by just like you don't know the divine name, see, now the children of Israel are called Jews, Gentiles, and Hebrews right now, see? So that's the whole thing, is for you never know who you really are when you're reading the Bible. You will read yourself being more of a Christian than what Yahweh is calling you. You got to understand something. You got to be what Yahweh called you. He gave you a name called the Children of Israel, the Israelites. The world gave you all the rest of the name.
That's right.
As long as you identify with the mother name by being Christian, Jews, and Hebrews, you're going to be missing the mark of your mighty one, and he cannot step in and help you because you're not following the rules of your forefathers and mothers. Go ahead, Ray.
Verse 12.
What?
And he said,
what?
Surely I will be with you.
He said, I'm going to be with you, Moses. And see, that's what you want. You want to make sure if the Almighty is with you, see, you got to make, if he with you, then, Moses, when we read 54:17 and precept that, so you want an Isaiah, when you got your mighty one with you, see, that's what you want. See, you ain't worried about that old Uzi you got on the side, that old bangle, all that's good. But if you know you got your Yahweh with you, that's what you want. See, that's the game changer. Make sure, and if you know Yahweh is with you, he told the seer in 54:17 a profound statement, Moses. What did he say in Isaiah we can read, 54:17? Break it out, Moses.
Isaiah, chapter 54.
and every tongue that shall rise against you in judgment, thus shall
you will condemn. He said, whoever run their mouth against you, they're going to lose. Whatever they come up with, he said, ain't nothing they're going to bring to the table, they're going to lose. The key to it is, you got me right. They're going to lose. Whatever the big dignitaries bring to the table, you're going to lose. See, I could have talked to the Catholic Church and told them about this historical document. In fact, I said, no, I'll wait until the whole world hit me at the same time that you the one behind is holding his name back and got the pastors and the bishops all playing amnesia. Oh, I don't know nothing past Jesus. Now you see why they're doing it, huh? Now, because this is a creep when I was saying, tell them bishops, tell all them pastors, apostolic, don't use the divine name. Call him Yahweh before you call him Yahweh. Use Yahweh. Call him Yah. Call him anything but some Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
You see the creek without from the Pope?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Go ahead. He said, this is your inheritance. If you got me right, he said, I got you right. This is your DNA. If you got me right, I got you right. Go ahead.
And their righteousness is me, said the Yahweh.
He said, their righteousness is from me. So that's what we keep telling you. Do you have your Yahweh right? Yeah. Or do you have what traditions or men have told you? It's up to you. But if you got your mighty one right, you in business. Come on, Mother, read a little bit more.
Exodus chapter 3, verse 12.
Listen to this.
And he says, surely I will be with you, and this shall be a token unto you that I have sent you. When thou hast brought forth the people out of Egypt, you shall serve Yahweh upon this mountain.
He said, now once you brought them out, where I got you at right now, children of Israel, the Israelites is going to serve me. Go ahead.
Verse 13.
Now listen to this. Now remember, Moses, 80 years old, he's been brought up by the Egyptians. He knew some scriptures a little bit, but not much. But he was chosen for this business. So now Moses said, well, I'm 80 years old, but now, Yahweh, can I ask you? I got to ask you something now. Because I know what's going on where I'm at. I'm off in the big house. Mm-hmm. I got something to ask you in verse 13.
That's right.
What did he say?
Exodus chapter 3, verse 13. And Moses said unto Yahweh, behold, when I come unto the children of Israel,
the Israelites, what?
And shall say unto them,
what?
Yahweh of your fathers have sent me unto you.
Uh-huh.
And they shall say to me, what is his name?
What is his name? You know what to tell you now, it doesn't make no difference by his name. It don't matter by his name. You just call him Jesus. That's good enough. That's it, man. The name don't matter. It's the character. It's the character.
Yeah.
You can't hear anything. But look what Moses said. He said, Moses, not Moses. Look here. When I was coming for the children of Israel, the Israelites, you know they don't ask me, because over in Egypt, they got about 400. Different mighty ones over here. They were asking which one.
Mm.
They were asking me, well, what is your name? Who is this man you've been talking to?
Mm-hmm.
What is your name?
Mm-hmm.
See, that is the game changer. When you know this man's name, it's just like, and you know you're children of Israel.
Right.
And you got that going on for yourself, Brother Micaiah. Then, look, he says, in 1 John 3:22. See, when you know his name, when you know his program, on the right side of the book in 1 John 3:22, what did he say?
We're going over to the book of 1 John. We're going to read chapter 3, and we're going to pick it up at verse number 22. We're going over to the book of 1 John, chapter 3, and we're going to pick it up at verse number 22. 1 John chapter 3:22 reads, and whatsoever whatsoever we ask, we receive of him.
Yes.
Because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight.
So he said, now ask me something. You know my name. You keep my commandments. You keep it a Sabbath day. You dust days in Yahweh. You got your branches on. You out of your skinny jeans. You understand what it says in 22 verse 5 and 12? A woman should not have on no pants. She's supposed to have on some a dress with some branches on. And verse 12 to cover herself. You got everything going for you the way you're supposed to do. But folks, I work at a job, I got to wear pants. Because I'm at a rundown people that look like you. Well, then, your pants, run down and look like me. Then once your job is over, go in your locker room, put your dress on, with your friends on, go on about your business. That's what you do. Always go check out a business, because we're in captivity where we go or not. So your job tell you got to wear them pants, wear your pants. But as soon as your clock is up, you go right in that locker room and pull out that dress and some fringes on. Then you got the blessing of your mighty one with you. There's no weapon formed against you going to prosper. I don't care if you lead out with a Uzi on the side. Huh?
Hallelujah.
All right, come on. Well, yeah, 13 up. 13 up.
I'm at the... I'm on 17.
Okay, go ahead. On 13.
Exodus 3:13. Okay. What is his name? What shall I say unto them? Verse 14.
Good. That's good. I hear a little feedback going on. I'm hearing a little feedback. But, okay, good. So come on back on chapter. Let's get back to the start of the document. Back. We'll read a little bit more of this. Boys, will you leave off on
this statement? I'm going to direct them and fit Christians from the beginning, never pronounce bad testimony.
See that?
So now,
like a soldier, and last, come out of the tree, chocolate, snow, down the arm.
You tell those that is Christian. You tell them all that stands on that roster behind that car. You'll never do what?
Don't use YHW.
Don't use YHW at Yahweh. So that's the order from the Pope to not to use YHW and you can get that document up yourself. So and that's why you get all of Christians. They'll say if it ain't about Jesus, it ain't nothing happening. So that's something programmed in their head to Jesus name. But Jesus is the name that's in that cup. That he was talking about in Revelation 1, we not reading 17 through 19 for 1. John was very surprised. He said, you mean they're going to call you by another name? They're going to be in a cup? Yes. Yeah. They're going to be in a golden cup. The name that will be calling you in time to come, John, after you dead and gone, they will be calling you Jesus. They will call me Jesus. John, and John's astonished about that. Jesus got more than four letters to it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, come on back.
This statement, however, ignores clear evidence to the contrary.
Uh-huh.
Early copies of the Septuagint contain not Kyrios, but the divine name in the form of Shemetic, YHWH.
So wait a minute. Where you at? Because I want to get back to the contrary. Septuagint contains not Kyrios, but the Lord, the divine name. And I want this right here. Read the way you see it right here, because these names that they're gonna be bringing in.
Okay.
Christ first. They gonna bring in Christ when?
First century followers.
So. They're going to bring this man called Christ. So Christ is going to come in now in the first century. Followers, go ahead.
New and pronounced G-O-D's name.
Call the name.
God.
God's name.
Jesus.
Yeah. So here comes God's name. Here comes Jesus himself. You see that?
Uh-huh.
So now I tell you to get your prayer life together. Mm-hmm. So now your prayer life got to be together with Jesus. fire. Now Moses asked about their name. So what did he say in verse 15, 16, the third chapter of Exodus about this name?
Okay, we're going back over to the book of Exodus.
Listen to this.
We're going to read chapter 3. We'll pick it up at verse 15, 39, 16.
Yeah.
The book of Exodus, chapter 3, verse 15, read. 15. And Yahweh said, Moses,
yeah.
Thus shall you say unto the children of Israel.
It's just shall you say to the children of Israel.
The Israelites.
The Israelites.
The Yahweh.
No, that's chaos. So it wasn't based upon honor. Well, you know, no honor. Go get them to stand with you, right? So that's a game changer. So if you want to know Duke today, look at verse that happened yesterday. Read verse 17. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Verse
17. Together. Now.
And I will come. Now,
and I'm coming down
and talk with you there.
And I'm going to talk with you there, Moses.
And I will take up the spirit which is upon you.
And I'm going to take that word, that spirit, that word that's on you, Moses.
And we'll put it upon them.
And I'm going to put it on the 70 that you look out there and find. And that's what we're looking for right now. Go ahead.
And they shall bear the burden.
And they're going to bear the burden
of the people with you.
With thee.
No.
That you bear it not yourself alone.
You see that? So you see, so that's why if you want to know what to do today, look at yesterday. The same spirit on your seal today, you got to find 70. They got
Come
the same spirit, not a priest of this Bible, understand where they stand in the word of Yahweh, and not only a hearer, but a doer.
Hallelujah.
Skip down to verse 23. Now, Moses did have a little problem with that, but then Yahweh will tell Moses, all right, Moses, you've bumped your God long enough. Let me tell you something in verse 23.
Okay. Going over to the book of Numbers, chapter 11. We read verse 23 now.
What?
Verse 23.
What?
Is the Yahweh said unto Moses.
And Yahweh said unto Moses.
Is the Yahweh hand back short?
He said, I don't have no alligator arms. My arms is not short. I do not have no alligator arms. Go ahead.
You shall see now.
What?
Whether my words shall come to pass. Or not.
You just do what I tell you to do, Moses. Go ahead and read.
Verse 24.
What did it say?
And Moses went out.
And Moses went out.
And told the people.
What did it tell the people? Of who?
Of Yahweh.
And that's the greatest mystery. Don't talk about your words. You go tell the words of who?
Yahweh.
Yahweh. Go ahead and read.
And gathered the 70 men of the hills.
And do what?
Of the people and set them round about the temple.
He said, once you in order, now watch you and do. Now watch. I keep telling you. Last school, banquet hall, all this stuff gonna happen once we in order. Now once we in order, we reflect the Bible, radio station, everything gonna fall in line once we in order. Then once we in order, we're gonna have to make the week read.
Verse 25.
What?
And the Yahweh came down.
And Yahweh came down.
In a cloud.
No, UFO.
In a cloud.
In a spaceship.
In a cloud.
And y'all the brother be saying?
In a cloud.
See, he come in a cloud. By all this UFO. And he's riding around in a chariot. The chariot is the cloud, brother.
Hallelujah.
Why don't you go with the cloud? That's all that dramatic. The cloud. The same cloud you see up in the air. You be laying back missing the Sabbath day. A cloud might come over you. Then you might know who up in there peeping at you. Glory.
And spake unto him.
What?
And took up the spirit.
And took up the spirit.
That was upon him.
That was upon him.
And gave it unto the 70 elders.
And what did the seven? And what did the seven elders do behind that?
And it came to pass.
What?
That when the spirit rested upon them.
What did they do?
They prophesied.
They was in that Bible. They was in that book. They was going to work on this thing. So this is what I'm trying to tell you. We got to be about this business. See, when the right friend on, you can't wait till Tuesday night at 8 o'clock on payoff talk to get in there to bump the gums on that microphone. You see what's going on here? We got to rehearse the righteous act.
Right.
We got to get this word out all over the known world. So we need to be on every computer network it is. Our word is going to stand, it's going to bump everybody out the way because it's the word of Yahweh. Come on back, Captain, finish up this historical document's fact.
Okay.
Where we left off at?
First century followers knew and pronounced God's name.
Yeah, so the first century, they put, in the first century, see, up to 96 A.D., it was no problem. That's why John wrote the hereafter. See, all this started when John put his pen down. So if you call to him any name after 96 A.D., when John put his name down, the name did not come from him. The name come from Satan, the devil. From 96 A.D. on the right side, whatever was said on the right side, if you want to call him Lord, God, Jesus, Allah, Buddha, every last one of the names came after 96 A.D. He told John in 1:17 through 19 and 4:1, right hereafter.
when John put his pen down, the story was told. English wasn't even thought about till 449 A.D. It became official language in 1382. So if you call this man any other name, you're not getting the blessing of Yahweh. You're getting the blessing of faith. And you go back and pull the tape up from last night, and we broke that down in the last night lesson. So go back on the computer and pull the names up and see. If you ain't calling by his name, you call about the name of the dictator, which is Satan the devil, and his number one outfit he worked with is the Roman Catholic Church, the Pope. That's who he works with, because the Pope got you eating hog on January the 1st, and Yahweh came 11th chapter, don't even eat it or touch it. But you eating hog and black-eyed peas all over the world because the Pope said so. But Leviticus chapter 11 said don't even touch it or eat it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Come on, Ms. Moore, Captain.
Jesus himself said in prayer to his Father. What? I've made your name known.
He made the name known. YHWH. From 96 AD back to 4004, everybody knew the name. When John put his pen down, everybody knew the name. What came in that cup was the many names that we might read sometime next week. Go ahead.
John chapter 17, verse 26.
Right.
And his well-known model prayer. Yahweh the Son taught us to pray.
Yes.
Our Father in heaven.
Yes.
Let your name be sanctified.
Let your name be sanctified.
In Matthew chapter 6, verse 9.
What does it say? What does it say?
It should be the desire of all Israelites to see Yahweh's name sanctified. But it says right here, it should be the desire of all Christians.
Because now Christians have taken the place of the name. See now, this is not, remember, this is the Pope writing and telling all the good Christians. Yes. He's telling the good Christians all this. It should be a desire for all you good Christians to see God's name. Right. Oh, I look ready, YHWH, and catch all kind of amnesia.
Right. Yeah.
That's what he's telling them. Remember, he working this thing up. He got a blender going now. He got everything in the blender going now.
Right.
He's going to work this Christ and Christ right. and Christian. He's going to work it over on you now. That's why he hollered Jesus Christ. Now, he working it right now. He go to the article saying he working it right now. Big time. He bringing in Christ, Christian, Jesus. Keep reading.
Vatican's effort to eliminate his use, dishonor, Yahweh.
Jehovah. So the Vatican estimate is to use dishonor Jehovah. Jehovah is a name, if you break it down, it got YHWH in it. If you know, you move the J out the way, take the vowels out,
right.
Turn the W, I mean the B back to a W, take the A out, you'll see YHWH covered up in Jehovah.
That's right.
Go ahead and read.
The one who said, this is my name for all time.
He said my name for all time is the four letters, YHWH. Go ahead.
By this name, I shall be invoked for all generations.
He said, and the Catholic Church know that, but remember, the Catholic Church have a mighty one over them called Satan the Devil.
Yeah,
and if you check yesterday's lesson and tie it in with this one, you'll see exactly how I tied it in, but we're not going over it because you're going to pass over to our elder. But the point we're making here, as long as you're not using divine name, and as long as you don't remember what it said, Mother E, Genesis 2, verse 3, start with Brother Micaiah, and the 31st chapter, verse 1, 12 through 18, and the captain had me, Exodus chapter 1 through 5, and Mother D of Israel had me 10 through 12, 19, and 20, Ezekiel waiting on me, then we'll turn on to our elder. Y'all got it? Good. Yeah, had that 1 through 5, wait a minute. No, Exodus chapter 20. 20, make it 2 down to verse 5.
and pick it up at 10 through 12, and Mother going to have 19 and 20. Mother D.F. Ezra have me 19 and 20 of Exodus. I don't say, so you got to come and take notes, because when the spirit of Yahweh hits you, you got to be able to be able to deal with it. If you're taking notes, you ain't got time to look around. Ezekiel, that's what I'm talking about. What we got? We'll read that 2 verse 3 real quick. So it ain't but one day. Now, the day he blessed, it was no man around. Nobody, he asked no man, what day you prefer to worship me on? He gave them one day to worship him on. And what day was that, Mother?
The seventh day.
And he done what with that day?
And sanctified.
And he sanctified that day, like you sanctified your gas money from your water bill money. You sanctified that day.
That's right.
Go ahead.
Because he had rested from all his work, which Yahweh created and made.
You see that? So there it is right there. So the only blessed day of the Bible is when the sun go down on Friday to the sun go down on Saturday. So now, what you're doing, whether you know it or not, that we can read, Mother D.F. Israel, in the 55th chapter of Isaiah 1 and 2, this is what you're really doing. I mean, straight up, this is what you're really doing in 55. Give me 1, 2, and 3.
Isaiah 55.
1, 2, and 3. What did it say?
Isaiah chapter 55, verses 1 and 3.
1 and 3. What did it say?
Verse 1.
What?
Ho, everyone that thirst.
So if you're thirsty,
Come
to this water. Water is the word. Come to the water. If you're thirsty, come to the water. The sixth anointed camp got the water, which is his word. Go ahead.
And he that has no money.
Mm-hmm. He that have no money.
Come you.
Buy.
And eat.
Yay.
Come buy wine.
And milk.
Without money.
Come on.
Without price.
Come on. Listen to that.
Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread?
He said, why are you spending money for that which is not bread? You know just what you're spending? Give me a priest up there, Brother Micaiah. Give me, Sarah. These books were removed by the Catholic Church in 1885. They taken 14 books from you. And all you do, go on the website and ask. And put it in the King James 1611. How many books in it? It's 80 books. Why my book got 66? Well, the Roman Catholic Church, check it out, because if you know much of them, you must all see you up too quick. Yeah? So that's why you got 66 books. But from Malachi to the book of Matthew, it's 14 books is missing. And you ask your preacher about it, he said, that's the year that our Lord and Savior wasn't talking. That's the year you taking this nap. That's what it tell you. Go over there and pay your tithes and sound somewhere. That's what it tell you do. Don't worry about them years he wasn't talking for 400 years. He was talking plenty, but they removed that information from you. So you really at a disadvantage, whether you know or not. But we come to give back to you what has been taken away from you. What are we reading?
You said you want to go to Sirach.
Yeah, 15.
On the book Sirach.
Read verse 3. Look at verse 3. 15, 3.
The book of Sirach, chapter 15, verse 3, read.
What do you read?
With the bread of understanding.
Bread of understanding.
Shall she feed him.
Feed him, right.
And give him the water of wisdom.
So the water is the wisdom. It's not going over there and getting no spring water out of that bag over there. No, it's the water of understanding. And we come to give you the water of understanding. To take another look at this book again. Talk wrong. Come clean. Repent. Repent. Yahweh will bless you if you repent. As long as you keep a stiff neck, you ain't got nothing coming. You've been taught wrong. Your family been taught wrong. The Catholic Church is responsible for removing the divine name. And that's why if you're a Christian, that was a number one job. You tell every Christian, I bet not hear nothing about no YHWH. I better hear that good Jesus all over the place.
because we know you're not going to put together what's in that cup. And what's in that cup in Revelation 17:4 mm-hmm. is that name that was told by John, Jesus. But that's another lesson. Where we at?
Back to Isaiah 55 in the middle of verse 2.
Okay, come on, Mo.
And your labor for that which satisfied not.
Yeah, and you're always tired. Every time them demons get on you on Sunday, you be confined to every Red Lobster and the Chinese restaurant to eat all the crabs you can get your hand on. And them demons been wore you out so bad, you be just hungry, ready to eat up something, leaving on Sunday. Go ahead.
Hearken, listen diligently unto me, and eat you that which is good.
He said, eat what's good. See, you're not eating. You eating the foul bread now. You eating the foul bread on Sunday. That's the wrong day. Go ahead.
And let your soul delight itself in fatness.
Yes.
Verse 3. Incline your ear.
Incline your ear.
And come unto me.
And come unto me.
Hear, and your soul shall live.
He says, up to you. Hear your soul. You got to hear this thing. And you got to be a doer this day. You got to be a Romans 2:13. Not only here, you got to be a doer this day. Go ahead, Reed.
And I will make an everlasting covenant.
And then we'll make a what?
An everlasting
covenant with you. If you hear him, then be a doer.
With you. Even the sure mercy.
Oh, who? One thing about David, he was great on. When he made an error, he repent. Well, every time David done wrong, he knew he was doing wrong by people at that woman over there in that tub over there. And he knew he was doing wrong. Then he put the man husband on the first line. Look at that front line. Hey, look here. I got to add that. But one thing about old Judah, he repented. And that's a game changer. Well, you know you ought to repent. Before this man checked it out, repent. You've been doing the wrong day, wrong name. You're doing everything wrong. You're going to the confession booth. You can't confess nothing to no man. Especially from the Roman Catholic Church. That's from Satan the devil himself. So all that you got to do, but once you know you're wrong, repent. Before Yahweh burn you in the fire, repent. Tell your loved one, mama, daddy, sister, we got to repent. We out of order everywhere. Where we at now?
That's on me.
Come on.
We're going to Exodus chapter 31.
Read verse 1. Just make it sound good. Just get down to 12.
All right. We're going to Exodus chapter 31. Read verse 1. Get me down to 12, down to verse 17.
Go ahead.
Exodus 31, verse 1. Read.
What?
And the Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying.
What did he say?
Verse 12.
What?
And the Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying.
He says again. What?
Verse 13.
What?
Speak you also unto the children of Israel.
The Israelites.
The Israelites.
This message for the Israelites. You want you call African American, Negro, and color and supercool. Go ahead.
Say.
What?
Truly my Sabbath you shall keep.
He said, truly my Sabbath you shall keep it.
Well, it is a sign between me and you.
So, listen. It's not to talk. It is the sign. It's the Sabbath day. You got to keep the Sabbath day because that's the only day he gives honor to, Friday night to Saturday night. That is the sign. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and read.
Throughout your generation.
I mean forever, for then and for now. The Sabbath day is the sign. Go ahead. That you may know by keeping the Sabbath day.
That I am Yahweh.
I'm Yahweh.
That do sanctify you.
I'm the one that sanctify you when you keep the Sabbath day, not the first day of the week. Not the day of the Sabbath. Go ahead.
Verse 14.
What?
You shall keep the Sabbath, therefore, it is righteous, holy unto you.
It is righteous, holy to you. Go ahead.
Everyone that defileth shall surely be put to death.
I mean, I got time appointed to kill you. If you're not keeping the Sabbath day, it's written, but we're not reading in Luke 13, I'm going to kill you. If you're not keeping the Sabbath day, I'm going to kill you. It's written. You can go to Luke 13, but we're not going there and read it. Then I'm going to kill you for not keeping the Sabbath day. The seer's job is to warn you. The elder's job is to warn you. You got to keep the Sabbath day.
That's right.
Go
therein.
For whosoever.
What?
Do any work therein.
Bread.
That soul shall be cut off from among.
I got a time appointed unless you repent. Bread.
16.
What?
6 days.
What?
May work be done.
You got 6 days to take care of all your business that you're doing.
But in the
Sabbath day, when the sun go down on Friday, until the sun go down on Saturday,
is the Sabbath of rest.
Is the Sabbath of rest?
Holy.
Holy.
Righteous to Yahweh.
This is to the Almighty. Ain't got nothing to do with the sixth morning camp. This is your maker, the one that air in your chest is telling you this. Go ahead.
Whosoever do any work
go ahead.
In the Sabbath day,
go ahead.
He shall surely be put to death.
In other lessons, we'll show you soundly, remind me of that one day next week, to show you he got a cutoff period on you not keeping it. Your time is always. He can cut you down any given second. And St. John 7:6, he told the followers, my time I know it, but your time is always. This man might cut you down. In the 95th chapter of verse 7, he tell you today, when you hear the voice, harden not your head.
Yeah,
don't harden your head. Don't stiff your neck. Make a move. Go ahead and read.
Verse 16.
What?
Wherefore, the children of Israel, the Israelites,
what?
To keep the Sabbath.
To keep the Sabbath. Why?
To observe the Sabbath throughout their generation.
I mean, long as you're a generation, go ahead.
For a perpetual covenant.
Perpetual covenant.
17.
What?
It is a sign.
It is a what?
It is a sign.
It is a sign. The Sabbath is a sign. You know the gangbangers got a sign. You see them, they be twisting their hand all kind of ways sometimes. What y'all doing? Y'all making me nervous when I'm looking at y'all doing it. Got all these hands. The basketball player, every player, he got different handshakes for it. What they doing over there? I understand Yahweh got a sign too called a Sabbath day. Friday night, Saturday night. That's his Sabbath day. Great.
It is a sign.
What?
Between me
and
the children of Israel, the Israelites, forever.
Now, look in the mirror. If you know you are children, a child of Israel, are you keeping Sabbath day? That's the sign between you and him. It's between you and him. A sign forever. So if you're keeping the first day of the week, because mama said so, You out of order upon the Almighty One. Go ahead.
For 6 days that Yahweh made heaven and earth.
6 days he made heaven and earth.
And on the seventh day.
And on the Sabbath day.
He rested.
He rested.
And was refreshed.
Now what happened in 18? And what did he do in verse 18? Watch
verse 18.
It. Watch.
And he gave unto Moses.
And he gave unto Moses.
When he had made an end of communion.
What?
With him upon Mount Sinai.
What?
Two tablets of testimony.
Yeah.
Tables of stone.
Yeah.
Written with the finger of Yahweh.
You know when you do your 40 hours and you look down and see your check and you see that your ball signature on it, you know you can go catch it, right? The man gave you a Sabbath day with a signature on it. But you pay that no never mind. You pay your seal no never mind either. But you see your, if you don't see the name on your check when you go to catch you, hey boss, I ain't got my, your name on it.
I need that signature.
You see that? You take more serious about your paycheck, but for eternal life you pay it no never mind. Your time is gonna run out. Keep that Sabbath day. Sun go out on Friday, sun go out on Saturday. Keep it before it's too late. Come on, young man, Captain, give me that Ezekiel 20, 2 down to verse 5. Yeah, Ezekiel 20. Make it Ezekiel 20, 2 down to verse 5. And Mother E, have me 10 through 12, and Mother D of Israel, have me 19 and 20, and over to our elder that's in camp. Come on. Yeah. Oh, I put the heat on the class now. I mean, and be dragging me some tea at the same time. And once that spirit is all over the known world, Yahweh gonna make a move. He gonna start with the six anointed camps. That's why we got to get this thing right. What did it say that cap?
Ezekiel
20, 2 down to verse 5. What did it say?
Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 2 to 5.
What did it say?
2 read.
What?
Then came the word of Yahweh the Son to me saying,
Came to Ezekiel to see him saying what?
Verse 3.
Right.
Son of man.
Right.
Speak unto the elders of Israel.
So the seer's job is to do what?
Speak unto the elders of Israel.
Speak to the elders of Israel. Not the Christians. Not Muslim. Not Judaism. Go ahead.
And say unto them.
What?
Thus said Yahweh.
And all you telling them is thus said Yahweh. Go ahead.
Are you come to inquire of me?
He said, are y'all going to come inquire of me?
As I live, said Yahweh,
what?
I will not be inquired.
He said, look here, if y'all ain't going to do the right else, I'm not going to be inquired about you. Go ahead.
Verse 4.
What?
Will you judge them, son of man?
Wait a minute. Oh. So who's going to be judging the elders?
Son of man.
Who is that?
Seer.
No, who? What's his name? What's his name now? Ezekiel the seer. Oh, so he's going to be peeping at them old elders real good, huh? Go ahead and read.
Judge them. Because cause them to know the abominations of their father.
Go ahead.
Verse 5. And say to them.
What?
Just say Yahweh.
What?
Yahweh. In the day when I chose Israel.
So you are a chosen people of Israel. The Almighty said, you got the bragging rights. You've been chosen for this job. Go ahead.
And lifted up my hand unto the seed of the family of Jacob, their name Israel.
So I gave this message to the one that was standing there and the one that was in the belly of a bloodline. So this covenant is still on. It was to the one that was standing there and it's to the bloodline today, us. Finish that five up.
And made myself known unto them in the land of Egypt.
And I made myself known to the children of Israel, the Israelites.
And I lifted up my hand unto them.
And I lifted up my hand to the children of Israel, the Israelites.
Saying
what?
I am Yahweh.
I am. How many letters is that?
Y-H-W-H.
Four letters. Y-H-W-H. The children of Israel are supposed to know these things. I'll be throwing around them all with your name. You're supposed to know his name is the four letters, W-H. And that's the end of it. Go ahead.
I am Yahweh, your Yahweh.
I am Yahweh, your Yahweh, children of Israel. You've been passed that on today. What does it say, Mother E? 10 through 12, what does it say? Ezekiel. Ezekiel. Yeah, what it say? I'm the one called you to go forward. Go ahead.
And brought him
to the wilderness. Go ahead. What?
And gave him my statue.
And I gave them, the children of Israel, the Israelites, my statue. Go ahead.
And I showed them my judgment.
Go ahead. He said, you can live in these judgments I'm giving you, the children of Israel, the Israelites. Go ahead. What? And moreover, I gave him the name, and I also gave him my what? What for? Why I give him the Sabbath?
To be a sign between thee and them, that they may know that I am Yahweh, that sanctifies thee.
See, when you're keeping the Sabbath day, then Yahweh, you got to connect it with him. Then he'll know what you own. You got to keep the Sabbath day. Then he going to know what you own. The Sabbath day is a sign between you and him. That he may know what, mother? That he might know what?
That he might know that I am Yahweh that sanctified
him. I'm the one that sanctified you when you keep the Sabbath day. Then you will know it. I'm going to know it. You're going to know it. You got to have a sign. Come on, mother. Be up Israel 19 and 20.
Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 19 and 20.
What it say?
Verse 19.
What it say?
I am Yahweh, your Yahweh.
I am Yahweh, your Yahweh. How many letters is that?
Four letters.
What is it?
Y-H-W-H.
That's it. Read.
Statue.
Walk in my statutes.
And keep my judgment.
Keep my judgment.
And do them.
And do them.
Verse 20.
What?
And hallow my Sabbath.
Hallow my Sabbath.
And they shall be a sign between me and you.
The Sabbath day is a sign between
your Yahweh and yourself the Sabbath day. Look in the mirror. Are you keeping the Sabbath day? Are your family keeping the Sabbath day? Or they get ready for the sun worshiping Sunday, 9 o'clock in the morning, but they're going to stop at a confession booth and let a man tell him your sins forgiven. Where are you going to put that folly down? Go ahead and read.
That you may know. That I am Yahweh.
That I'm who?
I am Yahweh.
How many letters is that?
Four letters.
What?
Why stop
that? Go ahead.
Your Yahweh.
And on that note, we're going to turn on to the lead teacher out of Cap 1. Our Yada Israel, C. Roy. You on the clock. Come on. And Yahweh be with you.
Judah. and with him 144,000.
With what?
Having his father's name written in their foreheads.
And the father's name ain't J-E-S-U-S, right?
Not at all.
It ain't the Lord God, Allah, Buddha. The father only got four letters to his name, right?
Y-H-W-E.
The Greeks say it, they call it the
tetragrammaton.
That's what they call it.
Tetragrammaton.
But let's look at the book of Micah. Young man, Brother Micah, Israel, the seed royal. Let's look at Micah chapter 6. Now let's see if you got that name in your tongue, on your tongue. What did Yahweh say about you, Brother Micah? Brother Micah, Israel. Let's look at Micah 6, verse number 8 and verse number 9. What do Yahweh say if you got that name ringing? What do Yahweh say concerning the matter?
The book of Micah chapter 6, verse 8 and verse number 9.
Yes, sir.
Verse 8, read.
What do you read?
He has shown you, oh man.
Yeah.
What is good?
And we know what's good is the four letters, because that's the only thing reparation for your salvation, right?
Hallelujah.
He has shown you, oh man.
Hallelujah.
Come on, brother.
And what do it? The Yahweh require of you.
Go ahead, read up.
But to do justice.
Uh-huh.
It's to love mercy.
Go ahead.
It's to walk humbly with your Yahweh.
Verse
9. The Yahweh's voice cries unto the city.
Mm-hmm.
And the man of wisdom.
And the man of who?
The man of wisdom.
The man or woman of wisdom, what they going to be working with, brother?
Just see your name.
The man or woman of wisdom going to see you. Ain't before
Hallelujah.
Ain't before Latin. Because like the seal brother, very interesting historical information about somebody making moves to cut you off at the pass, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, because they say, that name, we got to get rid of that name, right? The book got some interesting things concerning that. Mother D of Israel, Zero, let's see. All right. Mother E. Let's write the Revelation chapter 17 right quick. Let me get a few more in. I'm going to get on out the week. Revelation 17. Let's look at verse number 1, 2, 3, and 4. Let's see about that right quick, mother. 1 through 5. Let's get it all in here, mother. Revelation 17, verse 1 through 5. Mother E. Israel, see royal. What's going on with this? Because there was a certain organization that the seer brought out some very interesting information about, right? And let's see if we can pick it up real quick, brother. Revelation 17, verse 1 through 5. What's going on with this?
The book of Revelation, chapter 17,
yep,
verse
man.
1 through 5.
Uh-huh.
Verse 1.
What did it say?
And there came one of the seven angels, ministering spirits,
mm-hmm,
which had said, seven staffs,
mm-hmm,
and talked with me, saying,
said what?
Unto me,
mm-hmm,
come. Hither.
Come hither.
I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters.
So you got a great hope. Sit on many waters.
For whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication.
And I do believe there was some information about a certain organization. Talking about come, sit up under me, right?
Ain't
that what I heard over the airwaves?
Yeah.
Go ahead, read up.
Oh, hold that wrong.
All right, now. And the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication.
So y'all probably say the inhabitants of the earth is drunk with the wine of her fornication. Because her say, any name but the four letters there, right? But let's peep at that wine right quick, Mother. What is that Yahweh got up drunk on here? Right there, book of Isaiah 29. Mother Z, Israel, C. Roy. Isaiah chapter 29. I'm trying to get out as fast as I can, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Isaiah 29, but it is what it is. Isaiah 29, verse number 9, Mother. Let's see if we can pinpoint that. Isaiah 29, verse 9, Mother Z, Israel, and C, Royal.
Isaiah, chapter 29, verse 9.
Mm-hmm.
Stand yourself and wonder.
Stand yourself and wonder. Stay yourself and wonder, go ahead.
Stay yourself and wonder.
Mm-hmm.
Eat out and cry. Cry.
Stay yourself and wonder. Cry you out and cry. They are what?
Stay yourself and wonder.
Cry,
eat out and cry. They are drunk.
They are drunken.
But not with wine.
Go ahead, read on.
They stagger, but not with strong drink.
What happened in verse number 10, Mark?
Verse 10.
Yes, ma'am.
But the Yahweh has pulled out upon you the spirit of deep sleep.
Go ahead.
And have closed your eyes, the seer,
the shepherd,
and your ruler, the seer. The shepherd have he covered.
So he said, Yahweh, I closed the eyes, right? And we know he had a helping hand in that matter, right? Go back to that Revelation, Malik. Revelation 17, pick it up at 2. Revelation 17, verse number 2. Money is Royal.
Revelation 17, verse
2. What are we looking at?
To whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication.
Yes, ma'am.
And the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication.
Now, they say they're drunk with the wine of her fornication. Captain Jonas, before you put that ball in your head. That's against the book of Micah. Let's see what they really been drunk with, brother. Micah chapter 2. Let's look at verse number 11. Micah 2, verse 11. Young lion. Captain Jonas, Israel, the sea royce.
Micah chapter 2, verse
11. Book of Micah 2, verse number 11.
Micah chapter 2. Micah chapter 2,
verse number 11. What's this horn that made him drunk with here? Brother Captain Joe, what's going on with it? You look at that bone over there.
Micah chapter 2, verse 8.
Verse 11.
Okay, Micah chapter 2, verse 11.
Mm-hmm.
If a man walking in the spirit, and falsehood do lie.
So you mean somebody got a whole lot of falsehood on the table?
Hallelujah.
Go ahead.
Saying
what?
Saying, I will prophesy unto you of wine and of strong drink.
Go ahead.
He shall even be the pastor of this people. The bishop. Pastor.
So they're walking in falsehood and lies, right?
Hallelujah. What?
Let's go back to that Revelation 17, brother. Picking up that verse number 3 through 5. Revelation 17, 3 through 5. Mother, eat Israel, see you royal.
Revelation 17, verses 3 through 5.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 3 reads.
What do you read?
So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness.
Go ahead.
And I saw a woman sitting upon a solid color.
Now, the color of scarlet is red, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And what else going on?
Full of names. Oh, blessings.
So she got plenty of names, but y'all going to say that they're full of names of blasphemy, right?
Hallelujah. What?
I ain't going to never tell you about the full lot of man. Go ahead, y'all. You
mentioned that
now. Having 7 heads and 10 horns.
First time a folk come up?
Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
And the woman was arrayed.
She was dressed up in purple and scarlet, red, go ahead.
And they with gold and precious stones and pearls.
Go ahead.
Having a golden cup in her hand.
Mm-hmm.
Full of abomination.
Full of the abomination.
And filthiness of her fornication.
Verse number 5, what happened?
Verse 5.
Mm-hmm.
And upon her forehead was a name written.
Was a name written what?
Mr. Babylon.
Mystery Babylon.
The great.
The great.
The mother of the harlot.
So this organization
a gray
is the mother of whores, right?
A gray ho.
royal. Verse 13 through 17.
Revelation chapter 12, verses 13 to 17.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 13.
Mm-hmm.
And when the dragon saw that he was cast into the earth, he prosecuted the woman, which brought forth the man child.
So he said, now when this dragon saw that he was, saw that he was cast into the earth, right?
Hmm.
He persecuted the woman, which brought forth the man child. Verse number 14, come on.
Verse 14.
Mm-hmm.
And to the woman were given two wings of a great eagle.
Go ahead.
That she might fly into the wilderness.
Now, who is this woman here?
That we can read.
Who is this woman? Who is this talking about?
That we can read.
Who's going to pull that out for us?
The woman that we can read.
Who is the woman? I was just
one at South Father's Saturday.
Who's going to put it out for us? Who is this woman?
That we can read.
Let me see if I can leave my eyes on this picture.
That we can read.
Hallelujah, boy. Where is that woman at here? I know she's somewhere around the
middle. Chapter
6,
verse
2,
Jeremiah, what
does it say? Well, I'm looking right at it, but I ain't looking right at it. Jeremiah 6,
2.
Jeremiah. Who is
this woman? Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 2.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 2 reads,
mm-hmm.
I have likened the daughter of Zion to polluted for Israel.
Not Judah. Mm-hmm.
Comely and delicate woman.
But he said, I'm liking the daughters of God Judah, a comely and delicate woman, right? So the woman is Yahdah Judah. And we know with Yahdah Judah is the 11 tribes under that head, right? So let's run to back to that Revelation chapter 12, Mother Dear. Think of that verse number 15 through 17. Revelation 12, 15 through 17. Let's see what did happen with this woman, mother. Revelation chapter 12, picking up at 15 through 17. Yes, ma'am. I don't know where I'm at. 14 through 17. I'm trying to get through this thing, but I'm trying to get on out the way and let that young lie.
Revelation chapter
12,
verse 14.
Yes, ma'am.
And to the woman were given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness and into her place,
mm-hmm.
where she is nurtured for a time and time and half a time.
So that's 3.5. Go ahead, read on.
From the face of the earth.
Verse number 15, come on.
15. And the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood.
So the serpent cast out of his mouth water, right?
Mm.
As a flood.
Mm.
After who?
After the woman.
That he might what?
That he might cause her to be carried away to the flood.
Of the flood.
Of the flood.
So the serpent cast out of his mouth water as of a flood after the woman.
Mm-hmm.
That he might cause her to be carried away of the flood. That means he dialed out a whole lot of misinformation, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he gave you things that profit you not. Verse number 16, what happened, Mother?
Verse 16.
Mm-hmm.
And the earth helped the woman.
But the earth helped the woman, right?
Hallelujah.
When we went digging, the only thing we came up with were four ladders, right?
Hallelujah.
And that right thread we lost.
Mm-hmm. Swallowed up the flood.
Go ahead.
Which the dragon cast out of his mouth.
Verse 17, come on.
17.
Mm-hmm.
And the dragon was wroth with the woman.
So don't think the dragon is happy with
Yahweh.
Mm-hmm. And have the testimony of Yahweh.
So the one he aiming his big missiles at,
the Torah
keeps, is the one that keeps the Torah instruction of Yahweh. And understand that and have the covenant, the testimony of Yahweh the Son, right?
Hallelujah.
Jesus,
man.
Go ahead,
read out.
And power
uh-huh.
was
of the righteous spirit that teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
We at D-O-T-T-Y, we believe that.
Hallelujah.
We believe that the righteous spirit in that very same hour will teach you what you ought to say.
Right.
And I'm going to piggyback off what the seer and the elder was bringing forth. And let's see what he had to say. I want to go back to that Acts chapter 4, verse number 12, Mother Z. Let's go back to that Acts chapter 4, verse number 12. Let's see what's going on over there, because we got this name on the table.
Hallelujah.
And we got all these big dignitaries, the Roman Catholic Church, trying to jump down and pull out historical documents about them talking about, don't you with this YHWH, this great name, Yahweh.
And Sister Ruth, she have a precept on something.
Hallelujah. Why? You got to get that precept ready too, Sister Ruth. We gonna bring that to the table. They got a good memory. He'll get these things. I'm gonna definitely put that on the table. We putting his name out there. So, Mother Z, let's see what they had to say in Acts chapter 4, verse number 12. And let me know when you got that precept ready too, Sister Ruth.
Acts chapter 4, verse 12. Neither is there salvation in any other, but there is no other name under the heaven given among men whereby we want to be saved.
So out of the mouth of we got Peter speaking right now. And he just let it be known to the the chief speaker at the time. He let it be known. He said, "Hey man, there's no other name that was given among that was given man. No other name that was given to man that we should be saved. When you want this salvation, it got to be a name put on the table that was given to us a great while ago." So let's get this down packed. Now let's go. Like I say, Sister Ruth, anytime you're ready, let me know.
Hallelujah.
I'll bring it on out.
I'm bringing out Jeremiah 23, verse 6.
Hallelujah.
And verse 6 reads,
okay.
In this day, Judah shall be saved, and Israel shall dwell safely. And this is his name, whereby he shall be called, Yahweh our righteous.
Hallelujah.
Verse 16. Thus said Yahweh of hosts, hearken not unto the words of the vision that prophesies unto you.
Uh-huh.
And make you vain.
Uh-huh.
They speak a vision of their own mind.
Uh-huh.
And not out of the mouth of Yahweh.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we got these big dignitaries that try to come to you, children of Israel, and tell you about all these other names that we have put on the table. Yahweh, Yahweh, it ain't nothing but another term of Jehovah. Mm-hmm. You got all these big dignitaries that try to come and tell you to bring these names, but there's a root to put a precept out about his name is the Yahweh, right.
Yeah.
And he say, don't listen to these big dignitaries they call pastors and deacons, the Roman Catholic Church. Mm-hmm. You know, because he said, they visit their own mind.
So
that's something that we don't get caught up in that D-O-T-T-Y. Remember, the seer had brought out that you can't add to it, take away from his word according to Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 1 and 2. So let's go now. Mother Jesus got done reading us about there was no other name given among men that we should be saved by. That we should be saved by. And this is our salvation. So let's go find out a precept to that. And let's go to Psalms chapter 116, verse 13. Mother D.F. Israel. We're going to Psalms 116, verse 13. See, we want to make sure we get our foundation down tight. And that's what we want. We want to Psalms chapter 11, verse 3. We got to make sure our foundation is down tight. But what because we're talking about a salvation, and we got to make sure we got this foundation bound pack about what is in this name.
Psalms chapter 116, verse 13.
Yes, ma'am.
I will take the cup of salvation.
Uh huh.
And call upon the name of Yahweh.
So there's no salvation if you ain't calling upon the name of Yahweh. At first, get the name down, Pat. That's what you got to put on the table first. And let's see what he has to say about this thing in Deuteronomy 6, verse 4, Captain Joe. Let's see what he has to say about this name. Because, yeah, now we're hearing all these different names. See how it fought out? That we got the Vatican Church. Things they put on the table. They say, hey, old Chris. Hey, old you, Captain. We don't care what you got going on. We don't want to hear that name spoken out of your mouth. We want to delete these four letters, YHW. But you know, voice of the true Israelite, let me tell you something else. We're going to tell you what the book says. Let's see what he had to say in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4, old Captain Joseph.
Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4. Hear, O Israel.
Hear, O Israel.
Yahweh the Son. Ah, Yahweh is one. Yahweh.
He says, hear, O Israel, the Yahweh, our Yahweh, is one Yahweh. Now we got one name on the table. Now here they is, they gave you about 100 of them. And they told you, out of all the 100 of them, they didn't give you that number one name and only name. Because he told us something in the book of Mark chapter 12, verse 29 down to 30, Sister Ruth. What did he tell us in Mark chapter 12, 29 to verse 30?
Mark chapter 12, 29 and 30, verse 29 reads.
What it
reads? And Yahweh's son answered him.
What do you have to say to him?
The first of all, the Torah instructions is here.
So the law is here. First of all, he said Yahweh's son answered all the, he said the first of all, the commandments is here. The law is here. What did he say after that?
Hear, O Israel.
Hear, O Israel.
Yahweh, our Yahweh, is one Yahweh.
One Yahweh. Verse, okay. Now give me verse 30 with
Mark chapter 13, verse 30.
12, 30.
And thou shalt love Yahweh, thy Yahweh, with all thy mind.
Uh-huh.
And with all thy soul.
Uh-huh.
And with all thy mind.
Uh-huh.
And with all thy strength.
With all thy strength.
This is the first law.
This first is the first command. This is the first command. So this is the first law that's put on the table, right? Mm-hmm. Now let's see we can get a little love going on. For all you ones that say they got a love thing going on. Let's find out what love means according that we can read.
Mother
Eve, you don't mind helping me out in St. John chapter 14, verse number 15.
And we can read.
It's a love thing, right? So he said you gotta love Yahweh. So how do you love Yahweh? We're going to St. John chapter 14. And give me verse 15.
St. John chapter 14. Verse 15.
Uh-huh.
If you love me.
You love me.
My commandments.
Uh-huh. So Yahweh the Son said, if you love me, you would keep my commandments, right?
Right.
So let's do a precept with that.
John 14.
That's what we said. John 14, verse 15.
Yeah, so, the precept.
We want a precept of John 14, verse 15.
There's 21. John 14, 21.
Bring it out.
John 14, verse 21. He that has my commandments and keep them, he it is that loves me.
Uh-huh.
And he that loves me shall be loved of my Father.
Uh-huh.
And I will love him
uh-huh.
and will manifest myself to him.
So the only way you can love Yahweh the Son is by doing what?
You got to keep these Torah instructions.
You got to keep the law, the Torah instructions, the first five books of the Bible. That's what you got to keep, the first five books of the Bible. Mother G.F. Israel, get 1 John chapter 5. And give me verse number 2. Matter of fact, give me 1, 2, and 3. And see what that says over there.
Got another one for you,
right? Yeah, we're going to 1 John chapter 5, and we're going to pick it up at verse 1, 2, and verse number 3. 1
John chapter 5, verses 1 and 2.
1 and 3.
3.
Yes, ma'am.
1 John chapter 5, verses 1. Whosoever believes that Yahweh the Son is Yahweh,
uh-huh,
is born of Yahweh the Father.
That's right.
And everyone that loves him,
uh-huh,
that begot, loves him also that is begotten of him.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 2. By this we know that we love the children of Yahweh. When we love Yahweh and teach his Torah instruction.
Uh-huh.
Verse 3.
First 5 books of the Bible.
Right. Verse 3. For this is the love of Yahweh.
For this is the love of Yahweh. You love us after.
That we keep his Torah instruction.
That we keep his first 5 books of the Bible.
Right.
And his Torah instructions are not.
And that his laws, first 5 books of the Bible, which is the Torah instruction, is not Greek.
Yeah, right.
So if you bring it out, Captain Joseph. I tell you that you ready to bring this bad boy out. Bring that love about. Show us what this love is about.
John 16, verse 27.
Bring it on out.
John 16, verse 27. For the Father himself loved you,
uh-huh,
because you have loved Yahweh the Son.
Hallelujah.
And have believed that Yahweh the Son came out from Yahweh the Father.
Mm-hmm. So, we know that his love is the first 5 books of the Bible.
John 16:27.
And the only way you can love Yahweh the Son or even Yahweh the Father is you doing his first 5 books of the Bible.
Yeah,
but it was something that was brought out of that right there in verse number 1 of that 1 John chapter 5 verse 1. The first word came out whosoever.
Yeah.
You want to clarify that for the national audience, that when you hear whosoever, they want to put on the table saying, oh, that's for all of us. I mean, now whosoever.
Yeah.
Any and all of us. That's right. So we want to make sure we clarify that for the national audience. We get a teaching moment here.
That's right.
Then we'll get back on his name, too, for all you whosoever. So let's find out what's going on with this whosoever. We're going to kick it off. Now, Mother Z, give me Joel chapter 2. And take the time, give me verse 27. Now, I want you to give me verse number 28. And then I want you to drop down, give me verse 32. And then, chapter 2, give me Acts 20, chapter 2, and give me verse 21 and 22.
Bring it out, young man. Bring it out. Mm-hmm.
Joel, chapter 2, verse 27, 28, and skip down to verse 32.
Yes, ma'am.
Joel, chapter 27.
Chapter 2, verse.
We're going to chapter 2, and Joel, chapter 2. We're going to read verse 27, 28. And verse number 32.
Joel, chapter 2, verse 27. Verse 27. And ye shall know that I am in the midst of Israel.
He said he's in the midst of everybody. All 18 nations.
Israel.
Oh, so he's in the midst of who, Mother Z?
Israel.
So we know that this conversation piece is about who he's in the midst of is Israel.
Yeah.
We want to make sure we point the scriptures out so you make it plain for you. So he said that he's in the midst of Israel. What did he say after that?
And that I am the Yahweh, your Yahweh.
Uh-huh.
And none else.
Oh, so there is none else, right?
There
ain't nothing but the Yahweh. in Yahuwah, and there is none else but Yahuwah. Okay, what else he said?
And my people shall never be ashamed.
So he's telling you, Israel, you should never be ashamed.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 28, because he's in the midst of us.
Verse 28. And it shall come to pass afterwards that I will pour out my
spirit
upon all flesh.
Uh-huh.
And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams.
Uh-huh.
Your young men shall see visions.
Now remember, he's talking about the all flesh of Israel. He's bringing this thing out to Israel. And he said, I'm in the midst of Israel. So right now, he's telling, all this is about Israel. So continue to read. Drop down in verse number 32. Let's find out who this whosoever is that he was talking about.
But he also saying something for the mass and the audience that he's going to pull out his spirit on you. See, we'll make sure you clear it's not some of the good feeling spirit.
Right.
The spirit going to pull out of the roof that we can read. Let's see him pull out his spirit in Proverbs 1:23. Let's see him pull out that spirit. Let's see if we pull out that spirit on your young men and young daughters going to prophesy after you pull out that spirit. What spirit going to pull out that we can read? Proverbs 1:23. What spirit is this?
Proverbs chapter 1, verse 23. Verse 23. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my word unto you.
So what spirit are you going to pour on the daughters and the sons?
Word.
Back to the young one.
Hallelujah. So you're going to pour that word upon the sons and the daughters. Hear these words. You man verse 1 and verse 2. We're going over to the book of Leviticus now. And we're going to go over to the verse number 1 and verse number 2. And let's put this whosoever on the mark. Let's get back down to the name.
Leviticus chapter 20, verse 22. Verse 1. And Yahuwah the Son spoke unto Moses, saying.
Who's going to speak again?
Yahuwah
the Son spake unto Moses, saying, what did he say?
Verse 2. Again, thou shalt say to the children of Israel.
Who is speaking to?
The Israelites.
Hallelujah. What did he say to them?
Whosoever he be of the children of Israel.
Hallelujah. That's all we need.
Hallelujah.
That's all we need. Whoever be of the children of Israel.
Hallelujah.
Anything else after you say after
that?
John 1:11.
Now you bought this
Hallelujah. Yahweh. John 1:11. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. That's what whosoever come in that now. Because his own receives him not. That's what whosoever come in that now. They ain't got nothing to do with Israel right there, bro.
Captain Joe.
Hallelujah. Why he teaches God, listen.
Captain Joe.
I'm listening. He said he came unto his own, and his own received him not. That's what a whosoever come in that now.
And check this out, Captain Joe.
Great precepts.
Lost sheep of the house of Israel.
The lost
so
ones that don't know him.
The ones that he was sent to was one people. That was what's their name? Mark 15 and 20 folks?
Israel.
That's where he came to.
So that's
the one he came to his own, was the children of Israel, and world that prophesied that was to happen. Going on to the 49th chapter.
Mm-hmm.
Let's read the prophecy of that was coming. He was on a mission because of the prophecy of him coming in the 49th chapter of Isaiah. So we're going to read the prophecy of him coming and who he was coming to. Just read the way you see it. Was he going to make a statement behind that? Then we'll take that up.
Isaiah
149, let's look at verse number 6. It's just a prophecy to Isaiah by the Son and the Father telling us something about the prophecy in 49, verse 6.
Isaiah chapter 49,
verse 6.
Verse 6 reads, and he said,
I got another one for you now.
It is a light thing that thou should be my servant to raise up the tribe of Israel and to restore the preserves of Israel. I will also give thee for a light to the Gentiles, that I may be my salvation until the end of the earth.
To the Gentiles.
So you also think of your life.
Hallelujah, boy.
Now go to Matthew chapter 4 and find out what the Gentiles be talking about.
Okay.
Now go to Matthew chapter 4 for the
rule. Okay.
And we'll read about what the Gentiles be talking about.
We come back to the
Lord. Matthew chapter 4. We're going to the 4th chapter and see what Gentile is he going to be sent to.
Galilee.
Am I picking it up at 15?
Galilee of the Gentiles.
That's
4:15.
Verse 12. Matthew. Chapter 4, verse 12.
Mm-hmm.
Now when Yahweh's son had heard that John was cast into prison, he departed into Galilee.
Wait, what you?
Galilee.
Wait.
Verse 13. And leaving Nazareth, he came and dwelt in Capernaum, which is upon the sea coast, in the border of Zabulon. And Naphtali.
Galilee. Oh, John chapter 4, verse 46.
Well,
okay, I got you, but that's that. Okay, go ahead. Okay, hallelujah. What?
Jordan,
Galilee,
of the Gentiles.
Who we call a Gentile?
Judah.
Lost sheep of Israel.
No, according to
Samaritans. They were Samaritans.
The Gentiles. In verse 5, it goes out into the way of the Gentiles and into any city of the Samaritans. So see, that priest that goes to the roof in the fourth chapter of St. John with the woman, Miriam, look what she said. Now, the Gentiles healed the Samaritans. Now, look what the woman says. I don't mind what she was on eyeball.
What's this water you
word.
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 26.
Wash another word.
We'll make sure we get this down packed and get this water that he's talking about.
Wash another word.
In Ephesians, in the book of Ephesians, we want chapter 5, verse number 26. Yeah, because it says, therefore, with joy, see you draw water out of the wells of salvation. That means it's got to be drawing us some water to get this salvation to you. Now, you know the name is in this salvation, but if you're going to draw some water out of the wells of salvation, what you going to be drawing?
Yeah, and Mother, he had me first book ever,
15:3. Make sure we get the water. We'll give you something else to add on to it.
Hallelujah. We'll give
a little bit more to add on to it. Yeah. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 26.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 26. That he might sanctify and clean it with the washing of the water by the word.
And when you got that word, Mother, what word? What show up? Got that word according to Sirach 15:3. You got that word, got that body, which is that word, what would happen for you? And
15:3. Right, that's 15:3. With the bread of understanding shall feed him and give him the water of wisdom.
The water of what?
Wisdom.
Who has delivered us from the power of Satan and has translated us into the
kingdom of his dear son, Yahweh.
To deliver us from the what? For the nationality.
The power of darkness, or Satan. And has translated us into the kingdom of Yahweh the Son. That's what that water do for you. Washing the word. That's what that water do for you. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
All right. All right, Captain. Got an eye on you, Captain.
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
I got an eye on you, Captain.
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Let's look at Sirach, Mother Eve. Sirach 21:15. Right click, Mother Eve. Sirach 21:15.
Hallelujah.
If a skillful man hear a wise word, he will
commend. Hallelujah.
And unto it.
Hallelujah.
But as soon as one of no understanding hears it pleases him, and he
that's
it behind his back.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at it. Got to add to the word as we preach up our Bible.
I've been doing it all day.
Hallelujah.
That's all in that word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's
all. Let's bring this thing on home back to Mother Eve. Now, we was reading chapter 12, verse 2 down to verse 4, right? Okay, we going back over there. We're going to bring this thing on home. Then we're going to have it on over time here. Let's get our clothes in.
Hallelujah.
All right, Mother, back on you, Mother Eve. Yeah, you stop that few that you go to verse 3.
Verse 3.
I mean verse 4. Yeah, verse 4. You we dealing with the wall.
Okay. Verse 4.
And in
that day that you say, praise
Yahweh. Uh-huh.
Call upon his name.
And that day you should say, praise the Yahweh. Call upon his name and what?
Declare his doing among the people.
That's right.
Make mention that his name is excellent.
So it makes mention that his name is exalted. You got to exalt his name, Yahweh.
Praise
him. Let's do the precept that's going on. Brother Captain Joseph, give me Psalm 22:22. Sister Ruth, give me Hebrews, the book of Israelites, chapter 2, verse number 12. We're going to bring this thing on home. We're going to make sure we end this thing to the bottom part of the Sabbath in grand style. We're going to find out what he mean when he said declare. He said do to declare his doings, right?
Top part of the Sabbath.
Hallelujah. 22, verse 22.
Yeah, we're going to find out what this declaring he's talking about.
Yahweh will declare Yahweh's name unto my brother.
He's going to do what? He's going to declare what?
Yahweh's name unto my brother.
He's going to declare his name unto his brother.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. In the midst of the family of Israel will I praise you.
So he said, his name got to be exalted.
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
He said, you got to do what again? In Psalm chapter 22, verse 22 again. Right on
in the midst of the family of Israel will I praise Yahweh. Praise Yahweh in the midst of the family of Israel.
Now give me Psalm 22:22.
I just read it.
Read it again.
I will declare your name unto my brother.
I want to declare that name. That's what I want to hear. I want to declare that name. What?
I said Yahweh, but that's who he is. Yahweh.
I want to declare that name. Yahweh. What do you say about it?
He said, declare that name unto your brothers and sisters in the midst of the family of Israel.
So that means his name got to be declared in the midst of the family of Israel.
Hallelujah. Continue
to read.
Verse 23.
Now, that's all we need up out of there. Hebrews chapter 2, verse number 12.
Who read that?
Hebrews chapter 2, verse 12. Verse 12.
That's right.
Say, I will declare thy name unto my brother.
See, I'm going to declare your name unto my brother.
In the midst
of the who?
Temple.
Continue to read.
Will I sing praises unto you, Yahweh.
So he said his name going to be declared in the midst of the temple.
Hallelujah.
So this name got to be declared, right?
In the temple.
Now let's go to Psalms chapter 9, verse number 10, Mother G.F. Israel.
Hebrews 2, what? What did you just read?
Now it's Hebrews 2, 12. Chapter 9, verse number 10. We're going to do it to declare about this name around here.
Put
that YHWH on the tape. Why we got it over these big dignitaries trying to say this name don't need to be spoken out of their mouth.
Don't utter that name.
What's the true Israelite to say that name in the temple?
Hallelujah.
In the midst of the congregation of the children of Israel.
Hallelujah.
That's what we're going to do.
Hallelujah. Verse 1. 9:1.
Uh-huh.
Psalm chapter 9, verse
10.
And they that know your name
will
put their trust in you.
Once they know their name, they're going to put their trust in you. That's right,
Mark. For you, Yahweh, have not forsaken them that seek you.
Hallelujah. You see how
they go? Hallelujah.
I'm over here preaching over there at 18, verse 10.
Hallelujah.
So now one verse.
Proverbs 18:10.
And then add
Proverbs 18:10.
Proverbs 18 what?
Add on to what the young line working with.
Hallelujah. Well, 18 verse 2.
So we got that name right. Let's talk about it, Mother. 18 verse 10.
Proverbs
chapter 18, verse 10.
The name of Yahweh is a strong tower.
Uh-huh.
The righteous
run
to it in faith. And
it's
faith.
Hallelujah.
And be what?
Faith.
Hallelujah.
Flying home. Hallelujah. What?
Now, Captain Joe, give me 2nd Ezra. And I want you to bring me 2nd Ezra chapter 3. Give me verse 32. And just drop down. Give me verse 36.
33 what?
I want you to give me 2nd Ezra chapter 3. I want you to drop down. Give me 32. I want you to drop down. Give me verse 36 after that.
2nd Ezra 32.
That's right. And then, Mother Eve. Give me Exodus 23, verse 13. After our captain, Joseph, this word.
2nd Ezra, what chapter?
2nd Ezra chapter 3. And I want you to give me verse 32. And verse 36. Matter of fact, give me 34 and 36. 32, 34, 36.
Now I got a precept to add with this praise. Too. Okay.
We said the prophet.
2nd Ezra. 2nd Ezra chapter 3.
That's right.
Verse
32.